Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. And it will be a session of sanity, I promise that. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. That's what I always tell you. I want you informed before you do, get out there and stick your foot in it, as we always said. You know, seriously, you want to have that information, you want to be able to speak it clearly to somebody else before you try to take a stand, you know? All right, so before I bring Dr. B back on, let me bring on David from San Francisco, who wants to tell me how great of a speech the State of the Union was.
Well, yeah, before I did that, though, I've got some books I'm just loading onto a shelf. Is it appropriate to put Jim Mars right next to Noam Chomsky?
Sure. But you know what, Dave? I'm a conservative, and I believe in freedom and liberty. And you can even, if you want to, put the Bible right between the two of them. Or you could put the Satanic Bible there. Or you could put Mein Kampf there. You could do whatever you want to.
Well, I got W.C. Fields up in there, and I got Roy Cohn, too. So, yeah, it's quite a mix.
Yeah.
And by the way, talking Bible, I got a really interesting one here.
How come you don't have my book up there? I'll send you one for free. Give the caller your address.
All right. We won't do that on the air. But
No. No, you can give it to him afterward. Anyway, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, I got an interesting one here called Beggar to King. All the occupations of biblical times. And so it goes through all of the different things that people could do today as opposed to working in software development. And
they didn't have electricity back then. It was a little tough, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the whole point. And if if we go back to a world where terrorism reigns, like they talk about electromagnetic pulses and knocking out the power systems, I think we're going to have to figure something like that out. But regarding the State of the Union, I thought it was pretty good. He reminded us that the Republicans did zero. They did zero. Their job in the Constitution is to put together a budget. They've now had 2 years to put together a budget, and they did zero. Absolutely zero.
So let me ask you, all the years that you guys were in total control, you never put together a budget. Every budget you had was an extension. This has been going on for decades now.
That's not true.
But I've never heard you called. Oh, yeah. You really? Tell me what budget they did that, A, was a balanced budget, done on time without extension. Give me a year right now. I didn't think so.
Well, I would say that... No.
I want proof. I don't want to, I would say, or pull it off the top of your head. You know, he talked about gun control tonight, things that could be done, and Congress fell short. You guys have had total control. Presidency, Senate, and Congress, you did nothing about it. You want to talk about... It is true. Why did you put all these gun laws in effect when you had total control, like when Obamacare went through? We could do nothing to stop you. So why didn't you put it all through then?
Mitch McConnell had control.
No. You had total control. You didn't need us. Why didn't you do it then? You didn't need us.
Well, first of all, you remember, I'm not a Democrat.
The Democrats, we're going to replace you with Democrat, okay? The Democrats, so you can rail on the Republicans, but the Democrats have had total control of the House and the presidency on several occasions. They didn't fix any of these things because they need them to use them to fight with. Hey, been great talking with you. Call back sometime. Joe Messina, your host. Bridget, Dr. B, help me. Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now you have to talk me off the ceiling.
Right? Oh, man, I'm embarrassed to say I'm from California originally after that. But anyway.
The fellow that called in was from San Francisco. And
I could tell.
I could think it was really interesting that San Francisco just passed, I think it was two laws or three laws, that kind of poked the progressives right in the face. And one of them was, I think it was single people, parents, I mean, single mom, single dad, whatever, has now have to take a drug test before they get on welfare. Okay? You know, and they're now allocating more money for police and putting more police on the street. And the progressives are going out of their mind. You know, I thought we were a progressive city. Why are we doing it? It's like, because it makes sense. Because you have to start taking things back. Right?
Yes, I mean, I know you're explaining it, and we need to, but I just, why? Why
I shouldn't have to explain it, right? Seriously.
I just,
yeah.
Now we're both on the ceiling. We need help. Who's in the chat room?
Anybody in there with some kind of PhD, DHD, something? Right?
I'll take anybody, man. I don't drink, but man, these Democrats make me really want to drink bad.
Well,
but I just, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go, hang out.
It's tough because I just don't, you know, we're not supposed to. I was talking to Zoe about this earlier. I said, we're not supposed to revel in somebody else's misery. But it's kind of hard when it's brought on by them for you not to sit there and go, my God, do you see that flame you keep putting your hand over and saying it's hot and burning flesh? You might want to stop. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. All right. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, some of you who have my direct cell number, you can't text me while I'm talking. Okay? You can't text me yet. Did you hear what he just said? Of course I didn't hear what he just said. I'm speaking, so I can't be listening to the TV set. Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. Always a There's got to be a psycho. What is that? There's got to be a condition that's called, right? Come on.
What people need to understand, Joe, is that you got to understand, those of you who are texting him, you can text me, but men only have one pathway in the brain. They can only do it one at a time, one task at a time. Literally, you have a big pathway, but only one. And it's a proven fact, right, no matter how many gender assignment surgeries you have, or hormones you take, that pathway is not going to change. And women can have up to 5. So that means we can multitask. It literally is a difference in the brain. So that's why Joe cannot multitask, but I can. So feel free. Text me all you want.
So then, no, seriously. This is great. Then you know, we don't have to worry about anything as men. We just turn it over to the women. I'm good with that.
Okay, no, let's not do that.
That's all that was for. Okay.
No, it's so funny because Allie's been my daughter has been. They have this week off, and it's volunteer. All the high schoolers have to choose either to audition or choose.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's called Week Without Walls. Next week's our spring break, but this week is you either do college tours, which not many people are. You do, it's called Serve DFW. So they have like 10 different places for buses, busing kids to go and serve, or you go on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
And there's like, so Allie decided to do Serve DFW. But anyway, so today, I mean, every day she's been doing something different. They take you to a different place. She's been serving, a community or a horse equestrian, an animal center that services special needs kids and kids with, you know, severe depression, anxiety. And so they've been painting and cleaning up after the horses, blah, blah, blah. She's been making bunk beds for foster kids. Yes, or for foster kids in need. You know, I'm on the Denton County board. Yep. For CPS, and so she was making bunk beds. I'm like, making bunk beds? I go, like, IKEA? And she's like, no, like, literally from scratch. They gave us 2x4s, 2x6s, a drill, and screws. They gave us a real quick tutorial, and we made bunk beds from scratch. And
you're
she made,
serious?
Like, 15 bunk beds. Yeah,
wow.
And I'm like, I'm loving this. But then she was telling me that there was this big ladder or something she needed to go, they needed. And so she went, because they're making bunk beds, she needed to get on top to make it. And she's like 5 foot nothing and 90 nothing pounds.
Wow.
And she walked over to go get it. It was a really heavy, like, extension ladder. And she's starting to grab it. She's like, Mom, I can do it. I'm strong. But then a teacher stepped in, a great teacher that I adore, and said, no, hold on a second, and grabbed one of the guys, the high schoolers, and said, hey, you need to honor this young lady, and you need to carry this for her. And she said, he goes, tell the young man where to put it. And so she came home, and he did. He carried it over. And she came home, and she's like, Mom, he goes, my generation and everything you hear is that women are strong, that we can do it, blah, blah, blah. Yet this teacher, really kind man, came up and asked one of the boys to carry it for me, to honor me as a woman. And she goes, like, some of the girls were, like, snickering, like, oh, my gosh, you're weak. And then, you know, the rest of them, you know, thought it was amazing. And she asked me, and this is parents, talk to your kids. And she goes, what's the right thing, right? What, how do I feel? Because I get mixed messages from social media, right? From what my heart said, which my heart felt like it was a very nice thing. And I said, no. I said, you're being honorable and volunteering and doing all of this, and that's fine. Learning to make the beds and stuff as a woman, whatever, I don't care what you are, that's okay because you're having help. But this carrying this heavy thing, I think that was a very honorable gesture. That teacher was in the right. That young man was very respectful in carrying it for you and your friend. And you need to honor that. She's like, okay, thank you. I just needed to know. But again, parents, talk to your kids. It's so sad. I mean, and she sees that with us, you know.
Yeah, no, that was cool.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I call my husband. You know, I'll do anything. I've got farm freaking animals everywhere. Yeah. But if it's something heavy, I'm like, Mike, can you carry it? He's like, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You know, I'll come do that for you. And I said, it's a mutual respect. So,
Hey, listen, Tammy has more power tools than I do, okay? The woman can make anything. She made the chicken coop.
Right?
She makes all kinds of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me do. No, I got it. And it's like, well, that's my job.
You but know? Sometimes, right? She needs to lean on you, you know? So.
Well, I do the electrical plumbing because she can't do that. But everything else she can do. So
you can have the electrical and the plumbing.
No, I enjoy that. You know, that is a big deal for me.
Yeah. Really, my point is just for parents to, you know, really engage with their kids and talk about these things. You know, there's women can be empowered, whatever you want to say. You know, God made male and female very differently, and it's okay for women to be independent and do things, but not at the expense, right, of disrespecting men. I don't know why we have to hate men.
And not thinking that it's demeaning for a man to open the door for you. It's not demeaning for a man to, you know, carry a bag for you or any of that stuff. And that's the point it's gone to. I don't think I ever felt like my wife couldn't open the darn door, all right? Or even grab her own groceries. But I'm kind of there. You know, there's no reason why I can't do it. God built us to work, you know, and I don't mind doing it.
Right.
So
yeah, I just, a lot of this, you know, transgender whole ideology and agenda that is now entering our schools, as we see, and we're just fighting to keep it out, just so kids, I mean, they're being traumatized. There are so many articles on how traumatizing and confusing this is, but just to appreciate, what's wrong with getting back to appreciate the gifts of men, you know, the natural abilities of men, and the nurturing, the gathering, the hunting, you know, of, the gathering and providing, the nurturing of women. You know, it works. It works. I don't want, Allie doesn't want her dad, you know, no. You know, help me with this. Help me with my math. Take me to school. Give me a high five. Tell me you're proud, right? And she wants to come to me. Her mom, can you hug me and hold me? Yeah. You know, it just works.
We bring different things to the table, do we not?
Yes, and what's wrong with, why does it have to be a weakness? You know, it was interesting that I like to go to the original Greek, you know, and Hebrew or whatever in the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament.
Yep.
Yes, and I was looking up, you know, someone had brought up to me that was liberal, you know, I get messages like you do, that, you know, why do you want to be a weak woman? And she said, and I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? What about me?
All right, wait a minute. I want you to finish telling this story, so I'm going to ask you to hang on.
Oh, you want to hear this.
Until after the commercial, okay? And then you can hang up on me. But I want to hear this story. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Yes, I got her shackled in the room. She's not going anywhere. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Mazzini Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The inclusion of Sweden and Finland marks the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades. President Biden announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. XL Energy, the utility serving the Texas Panhandle, is investigating whether their equipment could be responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Love being with you. Love the time you spent with me. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be watching. And as I always like to say, you know, it's obvious that you have a high IQ because you tuned into this one. Anyway, let me just bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And we learned so much except for tonight. Because tonight, we're having to talk her off the ceiling. And Dr. Bridget, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. You're so welcome. You know, the only thing that gives me hope, you know, are these people that, God bless them, that want to engage with me and they're, you know, non-Christians and asking me why I'm so weak, right? Why are you such a weak woman? You know, you know, Christians are weak. Christian women are weak women. And, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then she offered, you know, in the Bible, he even says you're like a helper. You know what I mean? Women, God makes them helper, right? And so I'm like, oh, would you like to talk about that? She's like, yeah, explain that. Well, let me explain that. And so, you know, I took her back to the original Hebrew, and the word helper means is Ezer, E-Z-E-R, Ezer. It's called Ezer. But what it means, here's what's so interesting. I go, are you aware that God uses it 66 times in the Bible? And she's like, well, I mean, and I'm like, no, let me explain to you. And what it means, it's such an honor. Number one, when God created woman, he made her from him. Wasn't even dirt and dust, like guys, if you really want to go there. Made her in his image, you know, part of God, breathed into her. But Ezer, I don't know if I'm saying it wrong, but it's E-Z-E-R, the Hebrew word, means God's strength and power and protection and help and being a rescuer. It's how God describes himself, and that's what he put on women when he called her a helpmate. If you go to the original Hebrew, drop the mic. So she's like, well, I don't know about that. I'm like, okay, I'm just telling you, you don't know about it, but that's literally what it means. So all you women out there that think you're just a helpmeet, whatever, literally God describes himself as a helpmate to us, as a helper, that he saves you. And that is what he put upon women. He gave us. He basically named him after a quality of his. So there you go. I just thought it was interesting.
Let me tell you what.
He was silent.
No,
he blocked me.
I think that's great. And, you know, when you tell, I tell people all the time, keep thinking the Bible puts women down. It doesn't put women down. You need to study. You need to pay attention. You actually need to read. I mean, Proverbs says that a wife of noble character who can find, it's asking a question. She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. I mean, how many even Christian guys you know that feel this way about their wives? She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax. She works with eager hands. She's, you know, when you read down this, she's a businesswoman. Right? I mean, you've read this a million times. You know that's true.
Proverbs 31. Yeah, I read it and I strive to do just half of it every day. It is incredible what God thinks we can do. And it's no diss to men, but God made them more simple. That really, honestly, being a wife and caring for them is simple. They don't need a lot. You know, honestly, food and sex, and they're good to go. But it's just...
God, I knew you were going to go there. I knew before you even said it.
It's so true. It's so true. But it is just incredible that God's like, okay, no, this Adam guy is a hot mess. This is not going to work. He's going to get nothing done. And let me just do this. Let me just do this. And he did. And he created mankind in his own image, right? Male and female. You know, it's all just so perfect. He then made woman from the rib he had taken out of man, brought her to the man. It's just beautiful. But learning, you know, going back to the original Hebrew and really understanding, you know, what God thought of women and what God thinks of women. And you're right, that Proverbs 31. And so much, I mean, we take care of everything. And I'm tired of women going, oh my gosh, we have to take care of it. God bless you that you can, that you have the ability to do that. You absolutely have the ability. So it's an important job.
Well, you know how black and white I am, right? About stuff. You've known me for years. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Which is why I could never have your title. I mean, I would just ruin people. So, my daughter said, hey, we're in the car. I just had lunch with my daughter. We're in the car. We're talking. And she was talking about, you know, her husband said, hey, you don't really have to work. We don't need the money. We're doing good. We're doing this. We're doing that. And she poked me with a pin. And she said, no, you know what? She said, Dad, I told him I need to work because I need to feel like I'm contributing something. And I said, where did you learn that? Because that's not biblical, number one. Number two is, I never taught you that. And I said, what makes you, look at, you take care of, I mean, for all intents and purposes, people aren't going to like the way I say this, but you take care of his house, you make sure it's comfortable for him, so when he comes home from work, he's got a comfortable place and a safe place to be. You make his food, you clean his clothes, you take care of his kids. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. You know, and she just looked at me and smiled because I know. I said, no, you don't know, because if you knew, you wouldn't have said it. You would know what your value is. You need to go back and read Proverbs. Again, Proverbs 31, woman, you need to go back and read it and understand your value doesn't come by how much money you put in the checking account.
Right.
But
it is
she's
so
young.
Sad.
Yeah.
That's the world. And this is the problem with what's going on, you know, with our children and our teens. They are traumatized by what they're seeing. They're confused. And this is the point, you know, you and I make in our roles and being involved in the community constantly is let them go to school, have no worries. It's enough for them to do math and science and English and history, especially with history, it keeps changing all of a sudden, which is impossible. So I don't know how that is. But, and then let them come home and let the wife, let their mother pick them up and let their mom make a snack and greet them and let them chill out and then do their, doesn't that sound nice, kids? If there are teens listening, wouldn't you love to just have a nice, you know, snack when you get home. You have your mom, like, tell me about your day, you know, encourage you, help you with homework, help with dinner. And then the dad comes home and, you know, he's made the money. It works. It works. Mm-hmm. And there's research upon research that says it does.
Yep.
And with all this gender reversal nonsense and then bringing it to the schools, I mean, some of these agendas are putting it, and we see that, right, in classes, and they want to make it, you know, a priority to ask kids, right? These counselors in schools, are you a boy? Are you a girl? You know, what do you feel like today? Do you have these feelings? I mean, they're like, what? I don't know what. It's destroying them.
I'm telling you, it's irritating as heck. You know, there's a woman or a movement now on trad wives, traditional wives. And it's growing among young women, but they're being belittled by the left. They're being pummeled by these progressives. They're going, wait a minute. But thank God some of them are very strong. Like, well, why? What's wrong with this? I like this. I'm fine with this. I'm very happy. I give up nothing. And they browbeat them into believing that what they're doing is wrong and hurtful to women. Anyway, where are the feminists when you really need them, right? So.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah, someone just asked what a trad wife was. Do you want me to tell them? Or you want to? Someone just said, what's a trad wife? And they thought it was like a triad.
Traditional wife. Thank you. Yeah.
There you go. Traditional gender rules. Okay, I know we have to make up rules. And
did you swear on my show, gender rules? Oh, my God.
Gender rules.
I have to fill out 15 forms now. Anyway.
These are stay-at-home moms who cook and take care of their kids. How's that? Okay?
They clean. They take care of
their... They greet their husbands.
God.
Terrible.
It's just disgusting. Just terrible. And all right. See, you're going to get me in trouble. I know, because I know where my mind's going to go in the last segment. So tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh. Just email me at this point. I'm getting so many messages. DrB@drbradio.com, and then come find me on Facebook and yell at me. Please do.
God bless. You know what? I tell people all the time, don't defend me, because when you defend me on Facebook, they go after you on Facebook. So
yeah,
you know, I know so many people. Yeah. Oh, I read them. Please. Anyway, all right. Be safe.
Thanks.
Don't do anything stupid. Thanks. Stay inside, and we'll catch up with you next week. Joe Vecina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with me for the next hour. And she's got me wound up, so I'm just going to say you're in a lot of trouble. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Apparently, you have to turn it on. Joe was in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. It works out so much better when you have a say in the matter, right? When you feel like you have a voice, you have a say, you can make things happen, it just works out that much better. You know, we'll do a little more work on the SCOTUS. Not SCOTUS, I'm sorry. State of the Union Address. You know, you look at this, and I heard so many lies, so many deceitful things that came out of that man's mouth tonight. And you have to sit there and scratch your head and say, really? You really are willing to say this is all truth, 100% truth? Because it's not. Right? Somebody said, Joe, that was the most Reagan-esque speech I ever heard. But in Reagan's current condition. All right, see how many of you get that. I mean, seriously, tonight, for him, tonight was a political speech. All right? All the things that he's... I mean, I got to tell you, probably 99% of the stuff he said he didn't do. It didn't happen. A bipartisan border, you know, they think bipartisan is if they get one Republican to sign on. To them, that's bipartisan. Right? You look at this and you say, pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth, Joe. Pay attention to what you're saying, although I don't think he can. Because seriously, in all seriousness, people who believe in him or you know, are sold out to the party, we have on our side too, but people that believe in him, I'm going to take everything he says as solid gold. Then we say, oh, that sounds, okay, yeah, that sounds right, that sounds right, this sounds right. And it's not. It is so not. And you want to make sure that if you had kids in the room, you got teenagers around, young adults, talk with them. Ask them what they get out of it. I know you my kids don't want to talk. So what? Say, hey, listen, I'm curious, maybe. And don't say, I want to make sure you heard the right thing. Say, no, you might have heard something I didn't. You know, help me out. Right? What did you hear tonight? What was there anything there that made you scratch your head? Wonder what the heck is going on? And then when they say, I heard him say this or that or the other thing, or I think he meant this. He said, no, that's not true. Little Johnny or whatever. But here's the truth. Here's the truth of the matter. Here's what you need to know. And help them figure it out. That's your job. It's not just reading, writing, arithmetic. Your job is to help them become good citizens, good people, intelligent people. And not just swallow whatever they see or hear on TV. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, take the time. I mean, take the time to make sure that you can correct the errors that they have, the things they don't know, the things they just don't understand, and help feed them. And I mean, you know what I mean, feed them mentally, give them real information that they can bite on, they can work with. I think it's funny, too, that, you know, Biden, he mentioned Lake and Riley, but only after the GOP, you know, we're pounding on him for it. Right? So again, I say to you, you can't just allow your kids to walk away from this truly not understanding what was said, what was done. Right? I mean, the reason I said it was a political speech, I think probably within the first 5 minutes. Now remember, it's a 90-minute speech. Within the first 5 minutes, he starts attacking, or not starts, he did attack, Trump. It's unprecedented. It's not what you do. It's a State of the Union. That's what it's called. It's called to say you're supposed to tell people what's going on in the country, what's happening, and what you're doing to fix it. Or what you've done to alleviate it. You know, there was a fellow who used to write speeches for the presidents, including George W. Bush. And he wrote, you know, Biden criticized former President Trump several times during the speech. It's not allowed. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. He's got the whole House there. He's got, you know, C-SPAN pushing this out. He just got a free ad. Does anybody remember State of the Union's address or Union speech? So partisan is the one you heard tonight. Anybody? It was all about they do nothing. What president attacked his predecessor over and over and over again? You know, during the speech. Even Obama didn't do that. Anyhow, this was nothing more than a campaign speech, in my opinion. You know, he's just off. He's off. He's off his game. Oh, if he ever had a game. Anyway, And anybody else catch how weird the speech was from a standpoint of his cadence, his tone, the squinty eyes and the loudness? It was just odd. Anyway. But really, truly, instead of giving a State of the Union, he gave a campaign speech. Somebody should nail him. And matter of fact, you're seeing other people say the same thing. And he only touched on foreign policy. Why? What was he afraid of? You know, all this campaign stuff, he should have left behind him. You know, when you hear that the president hit a grand slam, he rendered us incapable of mewing about his birthday again. That was according to White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates. They think, I told you this before it happened. They were going to come out and talk about what a great job he did, how smart he is, how sharp he is. And all I had to do was sit there laughing, scratching my head now. I didn't hear it, but I tried to get through it during the breaks where people were sending me clips and what have you. And even the different people I got the clips from, it's very obvious it was nothing more, again, it was nothing more than a campaign speech. Now, for those of you who joined in late, if you would, are you familiar with the designated survivor? Yeah, that's where they take one member of the cabinet. Because after the VP, they start going down to cabinet members, which I don't know if I saw that. I got to go look that up. You know, in the Constitution. I must have missed that one. The designated survivor is the one person chosen to protect the line of succession during, any State of the Union. Because remember, the president, the vice president there, the cabinet's there, both the Congress, houses are there. So you could, and that's, I'm not telling you to do this, but it's theirs because if both houses get wiped out, if that building gets wiped out, blown up in a nuclear attack, you would virtually have not one elected member left. So that's why they pull one. Every State of the Union, you have one member of the president's cabinet ushered away from D.C., out of D.C. altogether, and they don't even know where they're going. How do you like that? Now, they say they do this in case of a catastrophic event. In other words, if everything were to blow up at once, it was Education Secretary Miguel. Is Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Last year it was Marty Walsh. And Walsh said they didn't tell him where they were taking him, so that nobody could leak where they were taking him. And that was it. This has been going on since the 50s. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew about this position. I knew this is what they did. But I did not know it was, it went back to the 50s. And for the longest time, they didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew. Nobody knew who the designated survivor was. And that didn't happen until the early 80s when they decided to put it out there and let people know what was going on. Which I don't really care. I mean, do I really need to know that? Do I really even care? How's that? Anyway, I appreciate the time you guys spent with me. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying that. But I mean that sincerely because, again, it shows me that you care about what I'm saying and what I'm doing. You can always send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Let me know, maybe there's a book, maybe there's an author, maybe there's a particular person you want to hear or see on the show. And, more than happy to try to reach out and get them on here. Go over to the website, plenty of articles there. You want to hit the, like buttons on those as well. And just get involved, get engaged, get informed. It really is that easy, people. So when you get these not yelling matches, and I mean that, get involved in conversations with people. Anyway, God bless you guys. Don't do anything stupid. Stay safe. Want you back here with me tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow night, Sonya Schmidt joins me. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.